It's dusk on Peachtree Street, just south of Piedmont Hospital. You hear the street traffic, and along a certain stretch, you also hear the birds.
There's a lot of people that live in this neighborhood, a lot of condos, and a lot of friends of mine tell me that they know it's time to go to bed when the birds be quiet.
You sing so pretty.
Hello, everybody. My name is R. Thomas. R stands for Richard. Welcome to my restaurant. Been here 29 and a half years. This is my hobby. I'm 80 years old, and some people say I need to retire, but I can't. I love what I'm doing. We're out here right now looking at the birds.
I have this memory of the first time I visited the big city of Atlanta as a college student. My plane landed just before midnight, and my older sister takes me to this crazy all-night restaurant up the street from her, where we get key lime pie and cappuccinos. Mainly, though, I remember the place's tropical plants and the birds of all kinds in cages by the doorway. Now I realize many of the birds I saw that night at R. Thomas are the same birds here today.
This is a yellow-naped Amazon, about 40 years old. His name is Charlie. These are Moluccan cockatoos here. They're brother and sister. This is Peaches, and this is Cream. They're about 3 foot tall, pure white. And this is Ollie. This is a blue front Amazon. This is Tommy Hawk, a hawkhead Amazon.
These three Amazons are all about a foot tall, and they're all green and blue and yellow. To their left, there's another Amazon about the same size, yellow-green, with a big painted sign above her cage bearing her name, Sparkle.
And she is a yellow-naped Amazon. She has a tremendous vocabulary. That's a happy birthday!
By his reckoning, R and Sparkle have celebrated 7 decades of birthdays together.
When I was 10 years old, my dad gave me an incubator and one egg. And on my birthday, on December 23rd, Sparkle was hatched in the incubator, and I've had her all my life. Her life expectancy is 80, and that's where I am now, so maybe she'll catch up with me.
Sparkle jumps from her perch to his hand.
Hi. You be a duck?
Yes, that was Sparkle saying play ball. And a gaggle of kids who've gathered around the cage, their eyes light up.
That bird right there, you can only pet him on the tail.
Oh, really?
Because he'll bite you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Pet him up there. But that one won't.
Mommy, 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 look at that.
Oh, that's pretty.
Katie Franson and her daughter, Julia, are regulars here. But Katie started coming long before Julia was born, during a different time in life.
I waited tables up the street at a place called McNeely's in college. And we used to walk down to 2, 3 in the morning, walk down and have a beer after work. So it's interesting to come back with your kids many years later. But we still call it the bird restaurant. Do you want to go to the bird restaurant tonight? So. Okay.
Per Katie's request, the Fransons head out for the night. Meanwhile, back at Sparkle's cage, 2 old friends are passing the time.
What you doing? They're very inquisitive. They're always looking. For example, we feed them exactly at 9 o'clock. If for some reason I don't get here to 10, I have to be very, very careful. That's what all these scars are all over my arms.
You've got some scratches on your arms.
Oh, everywhere. That's a lifetime of birds.
It sounds like they have quite an intellect.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, you see her staring at me right now. She's wondering, what am I doing? What you doing, girl? See my buddy. You be a duck?